Welcome to the Empowered Living Zone, where you can create the life you crave. With me, Dr. A, as a psychologist for over 30 years, a transformational life coach, and an expert in self-empowerment, my life's work has been inspired by the beautifully powerful resilience of the human spirit. We will share stories and successes of people who have not only overcome personal adversity, but have used their traumas and hardships courageously as a springboard into greatness. Create positive transformational shifts on your way to achieving phenomenal success. Get ready to level up as you move beyond the challenging terrain of your life's journey into the empowered living zone. Ignited by spirit, fueled by purpose, and guided by vision, the Empowered Living Zone show starts now. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. A, and you are listening to the Empowered Living Zone on Transformation Talk Radio. And with me today is my guest, Dr. Pat Vaselli. Dr. Pat is an international award-winning talk radio host, TV commentator, certified career and belief coach, dynamic seminar leader, award-winning author and researcher, an inspirational speaker, and a CEO and owner of a successful inspirational company, Unlimited Possibilities Now. Called the Oprah of radio by your listeners, Dr. Pat is blowing the doors off traditional talk radio by reaching millions of people each year with her powerful, life-changing message. Dr. Pat is well-respected in her various roles in the human potential field, and she's received numerous awards for her empowering message on the radio. I am deeply grateful and honored to have Dr. Pat join me today. Welcome, Dr. Pat.
It's so great to be here. And like any of you out there thinking and wondering if you're going to do a podcast, don't worry. Things will happen and you just have to pick yourself up and just keep going. And that's what today's show is about. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. This episode is titled, What is Essence, right? Mm-hmm. And I can't help but think about the first time you and I talked about that. I don't remember the day. I don't remember when, but I remember us talking about it. And I remember how absolutely essential it was to have a conversation about it. But we had some things lead up to what today's episode is about, especially like our last episode. So let's do a little recap of that, because I think if you put that in perspective, people are going to understand why we're talking about this today. You know, why today's conversation and bringing the conversation forward. When we think about the Empowered Living Zone, there's a conversation that brings it forward. And it's very difficult to talk about, I realize this now, very difficult to talk about life and life-changing things without talking about essence, right?
Correct. Absolutely. And you know what's interesting, Dr. Pat, is my experience has been that most people don't even know what we're talking about when we're talking about essence. And a lot of times when they hear that word, you know, they think we're up in the clouds and that it's not important. And today I'm going to show you that that is far from the truth. And it's actually extremely important when we're looking at being empowered. You know, before we get into the whole discussion about what essence is and how you get there and why it is important, I do want to do just a really quick review in terms of, and the reason I want to do a review, this might be my teacher in me, I'll be honest with you. The reason why I want to do the review is I think this stuff is really important, Dr. Pat. You know, this isn't fluff. This isn't just a subject matter that we may have interest in and that we talk about. This is about real life. This is really about everyone and what they can do to really create lives that they want to live. You know, the power is within them and people don't realize that. And, you know, I do want to talk about the whole idea of being empowered. You know, what does it mean? What does it mean to be empowered? You know, and everybody can have their definition of what empowered means. I have mine. And, you know, I believe that we are in an empowered state when there is this beautiful partnership. It's a synergy between our essence, and that's what we're going to talk about today, and between our ego. And I want to clarify what I mean by ego. A lot of ego is a term that's thrown around in pop culture. You know, people will refer to others as having a big ego. That is not what I'm referring to as ego. Ego is really just the part of our mind that we identify with an I experience, like I feel, I think, you know, it's that part of our mind. So it's a part of our mind that is essential in this partnership. So when we look at being empowered, there's this partnership. It's a synergy between essence and a center and its partner, ego. And in addition to that, this partnership, there's a metabolism. It metabolizes lived experience. Well, what does lived experience mean? It means taking in information through the senses, the body, having emotions, having thoughts. That's lived experience. And I believe that being in an empowered state, you have essence, you have ego, and it's almost like the fuel. The fuel is lived experience as we have through thought, emotion, and sensations in our body. And so that's what it means to be in an empowered state. And the whole purpose of this is that we have this partnership and synergy and the lived experience. That's what propels us. That's what powers us toward whatever it is that we want to experience in our life. Why am I sharing this and why is this important? What's important about this is, as I'm talking about this, I'm hoping the listeners are realizing this. This is something that is happening inside of us. This is not something that happens outside of us. And we all have it. It's like an internal engine. It's like an equipment that we are born with. And we all have this. And we have the ability to tap into this part of our being to create this sense of personal power in creating the lives that we want to experience. Does that make sense?
It not only makes sense, and what it does, though, it puts a few things in perspective. And thank you for the recap, because the recap is super important, especially when we're talking about what you talk about and what you teach and what you do consulting on, and that is the Empowered Living Zone. You know, there is a place, and it is a place that, you know, Rumi put it in a poem. There's a place, and you get to this place somehow. But many people don't realize you can get to this place if you truly understand, embrace, and embark upon the journey of essence. And it is the one thing, as you get to talk about it today, Dr. A, when we talk about it today, people will realize, they'll ask, really? You mean I can't get there without it? Well, what do you do when every hair on your head stands up from every trigger you have just had and you got here and it's only an hour into your work day? What do you do? What is that thing you can call upon? How could you ever step into the Empowered Living Zone if you're in that constant state of absolutely adrenaline hamster wheel motivation and it's only 7 o'clock in the morning? And I think this is what we're talking about. It's hard to have a conversation about what you teach without this, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of times, you know, it's interesting that you bring this up, because I think, you know, and I've heard this reference before, we live in a manic society. And what is meant by that is that we are constantly going. We are constantly stimulated. I mean, look at all of the things that are in our world today. I mean, we have 24/7 access to anything. You know, we have all these social media platforms. We have all these streaming devices. You know, we have all of these things. And what's interesting about this is, if you think about this, Dr. Pat, all of these things bring us out of our being, you know, and we're outwardly focused. And as Americans, we have this really bad habit of being outwardly focused. And as a result of that, we mistakenly believe that everything is outside of us when it really is not. You know, everything is inside of us. This is where our power is. It's not out in the world. And, you know, when we talk about empowerment or we talk about being empowered, you know, a lot of people just kind of scratch their heads and go, what in the world does that even need? Mm. How would I know that that is even an experience that I'm having? And I do want to talk about some very practical anchors that help people understand where they are. Because we're not very good at being in our bodies. We're not very good about being in our own being and being able to keep track of what's happening for us because we are so outwardly focused and we are so enamored with the latest and greatest thing out there. And so I do want to talk about this and break it down into little chunks here. When we think about being empowered, let's look at my model. We have essence, we have the ego and lived experience. And so when we are in an empowered state, when we are experiencing empowerment, from an essence perspective, there are characteristics that we are going to experience. Things like ease, flow, spaciousness, lightheartedness, joy, confidence, playfulness, abundance, acceptance, peace, openness to life. We feel this presence. That's from an essence perspective. From a thought perspective, we have what I call positive expectancy. From a thought perspective, we expect positive things to happen, and we expect that things are happening for us. You know, that we have everything we need, we're supported, we got this, we've got it. And then from an emotions perspective, we experience things like happiness, freedom, gratitude, passion, enthusiasm, excitement, optimism, hopefulness, fulfillment, contentment. And then from a body perspective, we feel this openness in our posture. We feel relaxed. We feel at ease. We just feel comfortable and safe.
Yeah. And, you know, look, I want to make this comment before we go to break, because I'm reminded, I always get ready for these shows. So I always prepare. So I'm always reminded, like, before we actually do the show. And I was looking at this morning, and this helped me enormously in a situation. You know how I bug all of you? Right. I mean, I know that you know this, Dr. A. What do I say to you when you create something like the Empowered Living Zone? What is the first thing I tell you to do?
The first thing you tell me to do?
Put the trademark symbol on it, right?
Trademark it. Yes.
And why do I do that? I'll tell you why. And I don't want to spend the whole show talking about it, but thanks to you and what we're talking about today, it helped me with the solution. Believe it or not, I've had a brand since before 2010 that we're relaunching, that I've talked about. I wrote about it in a chapter of Peggy's book. And somebody literally, it's not even a word in the dictionary. I mean, you would have to have read this to know this. And they literally just took that thing and just started to trademark that thing. And now I'm in a battle. And, you know, these are the things that happen in the world. And when we're talking about the world and we're talking about being of the world, we can get so bogged down by the details that if it wasn't from reading this and understanding that I am not going to solve that problem in that way. First of all, how many of you own machines from 2010 and you can find your documentation? But I went to that place. And I'll tell you more about it when we come back. But I went to the place you're talking about. And because I did that, instead of going, I can't cuss on air, but instead of going super crazy, like Susan Dine knows, she says, you got to know you're crazy. I was able to find some very old source documents. But we have to be able to handle this world now we're living in. And it doesn't mean that something like that's going to happen to you, but every day something will happen at work. You'll feel less than. You'll think, wow, Mary got the project I didn't get. Oh, okay. Or you'll think to yourself, wow, why is my partner not being more affectionate with me? Or you might think, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine having another child. I don't care what you're thinking about. There are things that are going to happen in the world. And your message today, Dr. A, transcends the things, right?
Absolutely.
So I thank you for doing this episode, because I'm telling you, it got me right back on track to handle a very complicated legal situation. Now, when we come back from break, There's so much we have to talk about. But you see the example I gave? I took a practical situation that I was unaware of, but I suspected when they tried to buy my domain name, and took that very stressful, so how do we even explain it? And what is it about what you're teaching today that snapped me out of it like a hot knife in butter? I'm going to let you talk about that, right?
All right. You are listening to the Empowered Living Zone with Dr. A and Dr. Pat. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about essence and why it is important to self-empowerment.
Are you ready to take accountability for the impact that we have on the world? Of course you are. Tune in at a higher frequency with me, Trish Smith, multidimensional channeler, for an hour of nourishment on pure intuitive talk to unlock your way to high frequency living and healing for peace. The human experience is full of choices pulling us constantly. Pure intuitive talk serves as a reminder that we have the power to choose love over and over again and are able to laugh at the same time. For more information about me, visit pureintuitiveguide.com.
Tune in to the Empowered Living Zone with me, Dr. A, on the first and third Tuesdays at noon Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we deliver powerful, inspirational, and motivational messages that reignite the fire that fuels your courage to live the life you crave. Get ready to be ignited by spirit, fueled by purpose, and guided by vision in the Empowered Living Zone. To move beyond life's challenging terrain into the zone of success. Visit empoweredlivingcoaching.com for more information.
Have you envisioned what you want but haven't figured out how to get there? It's time to hit the restart button with behavioral coach Elisa Valentino. Her one-on-one programs provide the support and guidance to manifest your life vision into reality. All programs include personal vibration-raising techniques, the material for weekly action steps, accountability check-ins, and so much more. For high-vibe living, schedule a free strategy call at hittingtherestartbutton.com.
What if you could use your inner wisdom right now to create the life you want? Intuitive coach Ruth Wilson can help. Hypnotherapist, life coach, and clairvoyant Ruth uses her intuition to help you use yours. All the important information for creating a life you love is within. Are you ready to take the steps to create a life you love? Go to intuitivecoach.info.
We're back on the Empowered Living Zone with me, Dr. A, and Dr. Pat. Before we begin, if you're interested in working with me to create the life you crave, or you would like to learn more about empowered living and psycho-spiritual transformational life coaching, you can reach me at my website, which is www.empoweredlivingcoaching.com. Again, www.empoweredlivingcoaching.com. And Dr. Pat, I love the story that you just ended with before break. And you said something that I want to follow up on. You said, you know, you recognized you were kind of in that kind of sense of urgency and desperation and oh no, and you were spiraling. And you had read the content for today, yeah. And it snapped you right out of it. I'm kind of curious, what was it about it that snapped you out?
I think there was a phrase where you're going to talk about where you explain your own journey, and you talk about I instinctively went deep within myself in the ability and awareness. And you, the only way you do that is to stop. You have to hit the pause button. And not only did I hit the pause button for myself, but I realized also what I was doing with the team here, and I had to hit the pause button for them. And, you know, that was my mini Jerry Maguire memo. And I let them know that if they really wanted to see the 5-page one that I wrote about a year ago, they could have that too. But what I realized is by doing this practice on this one situation, I was able to really become more aware of what I needed to shift and change. And you see, let's talk about that, because what is that essence? Now, I have a practice that I do. When I go hit the pause button, I know the things that I should listen to right away. There are messages, there are mantras, there are things. Thank you, Sarah Main, for teaching me a little bit of Sanskrit. But there are things that I know to do. But here's the question for you, Dr. A. What if you don't have this outline to look at in your day? What if I didn't have this to know that I was preparing for this show on this topic? So tell us what essence is to you and why it's important in the context of our everyday life. These were everyday situations. You understand? Mm-hmm. Everyday situations. And I got to tell you a little quickie. You know how I was reminded to really get in this space? We're driving to work like early in the morning, and in front of us, me and Linda and I, in front of us shoots this white thing. And it, I'm telling you, I thought, what it, and then it shoots back across. It was a wolf. And it was very clearly a wolf. Now, I didn't say it. Linda said it first. Now, you know Linda, and Linda is precise. And if she thought it was a coyote or a snake, no, she says that's a wolf. So this morning, I'm hit with essence exponentially. But even then, I didn't realize it until I read this outline. So let's talk about essence, what it means to you, and what helped you change in this journey.
Those are great questions, Dr. Pat. And I love the example that you gave, even this morning with the wolf. You know, it's interesting. You know, I think a lot of times when people hear these kinds of things, you know, they're wanting answers. They're like, okay, where do I get this information? Where do I read about this? How do I learn about this? And here's the irony in all of this. It's already there. You know, it's already there. And you said something that I think is very, it's so simple, yet it is so profound. And this is the beginning. This is literally the beginning of this. And that is stopping. Just stopping. You know, I cannot speak for other cultures. I can only speak for the culture in which I grew up in the American culture, primarily and specifically in the Latino culture. And I can say from an American culture perspective, we tend to be very ego-driven. And what I mean by that, again, I don't mean that in a secular or a kind of pop culture kind of way. We are driven by these thoughts that are going on in our head, and we're very outwardly focused. And, you know, there's a sense of urgency and a sense of desperation and a not enoughness. And this is what really fuels our fire to proceed. And in reality, our power starts in the stopping. And that is probably going to feel very counterintuitive, and it's probably going to freak out a few people, because it's like, what do you mean stop? If I stop, I'm going to miss out. I'm going to miss out on something. So what do you mean by stopping? So bear with me here. We'll talk about the stopping. And what happens is, and you know, you had brought this up, Dr. Pat, about my own experience. You know, my own life experience is what has brought me to this. And, you know, I describe my experience, you know, coming, you know, being in the place that I grew up in, you know, there was a lot happening outside of me. There was a lot of chaos. There was a lot of unpredictability. There was a lot of scary things that were happening around me. And at the same time, you know, there, in addition to this uncertainty and this unpredictability, I had literally no guidance or protection from my caretakers. I mean, I felt like I was really on my own. I really felt like that. And here's the interesting thing about this, Pat, is that I instinctively, nobody told me to do this. I didn't read it in a book anywhere. I didn't see it anywhere. It wasn't modeled for me. I instinctively went inside of myself because I couldn't control what was happening around me. I couldn't make that different, what was going on around me. And so instinctively, I went inside of myself. And when I went inside of myself, what I realized was that there was this awareness. There was this pure just awareness and consciousness. And there was a quality to it that was very different than what I was experiencing in my life. It was a very calm, it was a peaceful, it was a gentle, loving kind of experience. You know, it was what I really wanted outside from my caretakers, and it was inside of me. And I tapped into this. And, you know, a lot of people intuitively know this, and they call it different things. I've heard people call it my true self. I've heard people call it my core being. I've heard people call it my soul. I've heard people call it myself with a capital S. It doesn't matter what you call it. It's pointing to the same thing. And it's this experience. And it's experience deep in the core of our being. And this experience is never touched by misfortune. It's never touched by trauma. It's never touched by disease or life challenges. Never. It's indestructible. It is indestructible. It is undisturbed by anything that we experience outside of ourselves. And it is completely independent of what we learn, what we're taught, how we're programmed, how we're conditioned by our caretakers, by society. So it's this beautiful thing that is within us. And, you know, quite frankly, I became very well acquainted with this experience in myself. I developed a very, very strong relationship with my own essence because I felt like I was on my own as a child and I needed guidance. I needed direction. I needed answers. You know, I was hungry for so many things. I was hungry for food. I was hungry for love. I was hungry for mental stimulation. You know, I needed direction. I didn't know where to turn. And when I went inside, I realized it's here. It's right here. And what's important about this experience, Dr. Pat, is I recognized something. One is I recognized this was already in me. It was already in me. I didn't have to create it. I didn't have to make it. I didn't have to do anything. It was already in me. And it led me to believe that we all have this planted in us. It is all, it's part of our being. We come into the world with this. And, you know, I look at this as a gift from the universe, you know, and I call it the intuitive toolbox. It's a toolbox. We have this toolbox, you know, it has everything in it that we need, you know, and, you know, with these deep plunges in my own life experience, I would go into this intuitive toolbox. And it had the answers for me, you know, it guided me. It helped give me direction in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for explaining the process. Now, I gave the abbreviated version of it, what happened to me as I reread what you just said you were going to talk about. So it reminded me to stop. And, you know, once you stop, you've got to have something else. That's what we're going to talk about when we come back from break, right? This thing that we're calling essence, every one of us has it. You know you have it. You know you've pulled it out in a minute when you saw your child's stroller start to go down the hill and you very, oh, how shall I say it, nonchalantly, unexpectedly turn around just in time to grab it. See, we all have this, but every day in our life, we have to use this more and more because we are bombarded with tens of thousands of more time information than my mom ever got, that maybe we've gotten 30 years ago. There's just so much more. Isn't that part of this now too, is taking a look at how we get essence? How do we get to our essence now? And we touched upon it, but there's another step. Just because I was aware, it doesn't mean I was there, right? So are you going to talk about that when we come back from break, right?
Absolutely. You are listening to the Empowered Living Zone with Dr. A and Dr. Pat. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk more about essence and how we get there.
Are you ready to unlock the wisdom in your dream? I'm Deborah Arlen, the host of Practical Dream Wisdom, and I have designed a new and fresh dreamwork system that you can easily integrate into your life for increased intuition, innovation, and emotional intelligence. This dreamwork system will be a catalyst for finally breaking free from self-limiting patterns. So if you're ready to create the life of your dreams with less stress on your body, mind, and spirit, head to DeborahArlen.com and download my completely free ebook right now. That's right, it's totally free and it contains my new dreamwork system, and I want you to have it and start working with your dreams today. That's DeborahArlen.com.
What makes a coach irresistible, extraordinary, and successful? The Coaching Academy has graduated hundreds of students who have built the most fulfilling coaching businesses. That's because the Spiritual Life Coaching Certification, based on the proven formula, Rewire Your Brain for Success, is an innovative program designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills to support you in your journey of becoming an elite league coach. Inquire today by visiting coachingacademy.net.
Tune in to the Empowered Living Zone with me, Dr. A, on the first and third Tuesdays at noon Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we deliver powerful, inspirational, and motivational messages that reignite the fire that fuels your courage to live the life you crave. Get ready to be ignited by spirit, fueled by purpose, and guided by vision in the Empowered Living Zone, to move beyond life's challenging terrain into the zone of success. Visit empoweredlivingcoaching.com for more information.
We are back on the Empowered Living Zone with me, Dr. A, and Dr. Pat, and we're going to continue talking about essence. Now, Dr. Pat, you shared something right at the end of our last little segment there about awareness, and I want to get into that. I think that's really important because people can confuse different forms of awareness in our being, and I want to get very clear about what I mean when I'm talking about essence, because there are differences between our essence and that awareness and our ego awareness. Before I get into that, I do want to give that golden nugget. I don't want my listeners to forget this, that essence, I learned a very important truth about my essence. I learned that it did not matter what was happening outside of me, because I had this treasure in me and I could use its unlimited resource and wisdom to create what I wanted and what I needed. And each of us has this. We have this immediate, consistent access to the intelligence of the entire universe in our being. It's right there. Okay. So let's go into it.
Because I said something before the break. I said, just because you're aware doesn't mean you're there. And let me explain what I meant, because I did say, look, you have created a model for the Empowered Living Zone, and essence is one part of it. And I said something to you. I said, as I was reading through this and your recap, I realized I was doing all the other elements in your model, but this one. And it is a perfect example of why you have to have all of them operating. Because 2, maybe 3 weeks, I've been working on this situation with my attorney. And I got somebody, Linda, who is staying with me now, who is one of our producers, that I didn't even think to ask. And I know she has kept every email she has ever done. And it just wasn't happening. Why? Because you're going to talk about this now. Just because I was aware, I wasn't there because I didn't do what you're going to talk about, to allow essence to lead the show, and not my mind and not my emotions and certainly not my body.
Right, right. What is the saying, Dr. Pat? There's a saying, and I'm trying to remember. I think maybe did Einstein say this, that you can't solve a problem on the same level that it is created, right?
And this is what he meant.
Yeah, exactly. And this is exactly the reason why essence is so important, is we loop in our mind, we loop in our thought processes, and we try to find solutions and we try to find answers, and we're not able to do that because we're stuck in those loops. And essence will bring us right out of that. It'll bring us right out of that to another level of awareness where we have access to wisdom that we may not have when we get stuck in our limited human loops. So I think that's really a good point, Dr. Pat. And I do want to talk about, there are two forms of awareness in our being. And I want to talk about the distinction between what awareness is like what is that experience like as essence? And what is awareness like in the experience of ego? They're very distinct. And I'm going to help listeners understand that in their own being. And so, you know, people often confuse these two, and they're very distinct, you know, and so we can look at the experience as essence. When we are in the truth of our essence, we experience abundance. We experience spaciousness. We experience possibility. And there's this beautiful kind of openness to it. When we are in the ego awareness, we are constantly in a scarcity mindset. We're stressed. We're obsessed. We're obsessed with the not enoughness. I don't have enough. I'm not enough. There isn't enough. Fear of missing out is a scarcity mindset. And so that's a good example. Another good example is when we are in awareness that comes from essence, there's an acceptance. There's just this acceptance. When we're in awareness and our ego, there's judgment. There's judgment. When we are in awareness as our essence, it's all about expansion. It's about growing. It's about stretching. And when we're in our ego awareness, we are preoccupied with safety, image, identity, and preservation, and certainty. That's how we know we're in our ego. When we're in our essence, we're curious. We're naturally curious and open. When we're in our ego, we're resistant. We don't like it. We're repelled by things. We have that righteousness to us. So that's an example. Those are examples of how we know we're in different awarenesses. Now, what comes with that are also feelings. Feelings come with that. When we're in our essence, there's this warmth and loving, compassion feeling. When we're in our ego awareness, there's fear. And fear comes in lots of different disguises: anxiety, worry, desperation, pressure, forcing. There's all different kinds of forms of fear. When we're in essence, there's just this peaceful quality to it. When we're in our ego awareness, there's a forcefulness, there's a pushing, I call it efforting. There's an efforting to it. It's hard, it's challenging. And then when we're in our essence, there's just trust, there's faith. We just know it's going to be okay. And in our ego, we don't trust it. No. We don't trust it. No. Yeah.
And don't you think one of the things, let's talk about this, because there are signs that I want to point out, you know, the longer we wait to really fully embrace and step into our essence or allow our essence to guide the way, it's almost like this feeling like you are so constricted. And the more time you spend without it on any situation, the more constricted you feel. it's like a lifeline is cut off because you're still circling. The ego will have you continue to circle and circle. However, if you can get to the place, Dr. A, that you're talking about, boy, the freedom, the lightheartedness. I mean, there, you can sense, even if you don't get, let's call it a solution, because we're always looking, even if you don't get an answer immediately, you're on a pathway which will allow you to explore more possibilities. And that's really sometimes the breadcrumbs to really get you to where you want to go, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I want to caution the listeners on something. You know, when I describe ego awareness versus essence awareness, I think there's kind of a knee-jerk reaction to, oh, let's just get rid of the ego. We don't need it. It's our, you know, I've actually seen memes, ego is the enemy. And there's nothing farther from the truth than that. You know, the essence needs the ego. And why is that? You know, the essence, think about it this way. The essence is the idea person. And the ego works out all the details. Now, when they work well, and here's something interesting, and you know, we'll talk about this at another time. You know, we want our ego to be in service of our essence and not the other way around. You know, and we look at this beautiful partnership, you know, it's kind of like yin and yang. You know, you look at yin and yang and, you know, the Chinese philosophy of wholeness being, you know, represented in a circle. And, you know, the yin and the yang of the circle is these are opposing forces that create wholeness. And in this example, you know, essence is the yin. It's a receptive, open kind of passive process, and the yang, the ego, is kind of an active, outwardly focused kind of forceful force, and them working together is what we need. So this idea of throwing out the ego, not a good idea. It's not a good idea. You know, the essence is the big idea person. The ego is the detail guy.
Yeah. No, you don't throw out anything. So I just want to be like with you. I'm just going to say to people, don't throw out anything. You know what it reminds me of? And I think we should skip this break because I really want to help people with this. Is the information Dr. A is coming out about how are people after 4 years? Mm-hmm. I you know, if I say the word pandemic, I don't know if the people that are listening to this are going to shut down the show, but I'm going to say it. We came out of a pandemic. And, you know, it reminded me, I have to say this, it reminded me of a previous pandemic that I was so part of, but honestly, we never had any answers. And that's living in New York and the fight against AIDS in the 80s. I mean, right there with Louise Hay. And I mean, you know, I'm reminded of this. And, you know, we're in a different world today, but even the 2009 and 2010, I did this workshop that I just mentioned that has the trademark on it in 2010, because we were rising up and saying, look, snap out of it. That was the conference. But here's what I want to say about all of this. Every part of ourselves is needed. Why else would we be given all of this? But yet the misunderstanding about essence is really the key. And you know, you could have done this show on any of the others, but you didn't. Why did you lead this episode and in talking about the Empowered Living Zone with essence? Because I know that this is one of the things that if we don't get it, like me, I'll spend 3 more weeks running like a hamster instead of walking 2 doors down. Linda, who I drive home with every day, who keeps everything and saying, do you happen to have this email? And she found it in 30 seconds. That's my point. Let's talk about why did you pick essence out of the gate to be highlighted today for this talk?
That's a great question.
You must have been reading my mind that I needed to hear it, right? You must have been like, oh, we got to slow her down.
You know, that is a really good question. And why did I start with essence? We come into the world with essence. If you think about who we are as beings, ego comes later. We don't come into the world with ego. We come into the world with essence. It is the basic structure of our being, and ego develops later. Ego develops as a result of experience, and it becomes a partner to essence. And again, as I said earlier, ego is in service of essence. So ego develops as a servant to or a partner to essence. And so the reason I started with essence is because I believe it starts with essence. We start with essence. Everything comes later. And it, just because it comes later does not make it mean that it's less important. It just comes later. And so what happens is, as we develop, as we have life experience, as we develop our egos, we become a little bit lopsided. The more we are, the more we learn, the more that we are conditioned by the world, the more that we are in the world and we experience the outer world, it pulls us out of balance. And so, you know, the average person walking on the streets is going to be predominantly in their ego experience, and they get so pulled away from essence. And so the reason I started with essence is not only because it's the beginning of everything, but I also want it to be the emphasis of everything, because we're so far away from it. And yet this is the core, this is the seed of our personal power.
This, what you just said, is the reminder I got. And I want to ask you this. Isn't it true when we see a newborn baby? Maybe not for everybody. Okay. I just saw a picture of my buddy Howard's granddaughter's cutie little cutie patootie. I saw this picture of his baby. And you stop in awe. See that moment? Now, it's a picture of a baby, but you're connected in an energetic state of essence in that moment, right or not?
Absolutely. We recognize it. We recognize it. I think that is why we are so in love with babies, because babies are pure essence. You know, when they come into this world, they have no lived experience. Mm-hmm. And they're pure essence. And pure essence, I mean, pure essence is pure conscious. It's pure love. It's pure consciousness. It's pure love. And we recognize that. So here's the crazy part. You know, as we're in the world, we get so far away from it, but one moment can take us right back to that experience of essence. Whether we're looking at a newborn baby or holding a newborn baby, whether we're in nature, whether we're in any kind of peak experience, and we'll talk about peak experiences later down the road, but anytime we're having an experience like that, it just, it's like a vacuum. It pulls us right there. Yeah. And we all recognize it.
Yeah.
That is the beauty of it.
It is the beauty. And, you know, it's difficult, though, sometimes. You know, I'm talking a little bit about on the show, but it is difficult. Like, I could have easily had a total team meeting and explained my essence moment. And I think half of the people on the call would have just rolled their eyes. The other half would have said, yeah, it's just her. But I knew that would have been a part of the conversation. And even with my attorney this morning. But you have to be able to integrate all parts of the Empowered Living Zone model, right? Because I have been at places where I have been in my essence and not of this world. Hello, right? But isn't that what we're talking about? You know, I think what you're saying today is the ego awareness is a great radar detector, and it's to call upon essence to remove the heavy workload. You see, I think the ego is going to tell me, you got to do something, Pat. But how I do it, you see, this is where we get confused. There's the what in life and there's the how. And I think essence has been that guidepost for me that shows me how. I'm not saying I'm perfect at it. I clearly have a long way to go about this, But at least I know now to hit the pause button and stop. And I ask, I don't know what you call it, but I stop and I ask, please guide me on this. Please guide me. I don't have a direction right now. I need some help. Mm-hmm. See, isn't it that simple to do, but we don't remember to do it.
Exactly. It is very simple. And you're right. We don't remember. You know, it's kind of that adage. You don't use it. You lose it. You lose the practice. You learn. I mean, if anybody is around little ones, and when I say little ones, any child under five, you will see immediately. I mean, they've got it. They're in it. They're in their essence. You know, they are it. And over time, we lose that connection because we don't go there. We don't practice it. And it's like any other skill, but it's a different kind of skill. We are so used to be driven, doing, going, you know, doing and you know, doing that kind of stuff, when essence is the exact opposite of that. It's stopping. It is literally stopping, slowing down, just slowing down and going within.
And it's so funny. We're talking about this.
Yes.
No, it is, because we don't think about that. No, look, I want to just say this to you. I didn't share this on a show today, but I shared it with one of our hosts. And I said, you know what, Barbara, I got to tell you, I had an interesting experience. I saw one of my colleagues being coached in my sport. And I said, I just looked at her and I said, this woman is never going to get it. She's never going to get it, because she's being taught all the mental things. Mental. Hit that four. I said to her, I said, Maki, let me do some drills with you. Long story short, here's what I did. I had to speed up her action to get her to slow her mind down. Now, what the heck am I talking about? I had to do drills with her that I'm firing the ball right at her at three different points of the table that she had to move. It took four sets of these for her to stop thinking. And you could see her get in the zone. Do you see? This is the empowered living zone. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people can observe this, but you can observe it when you see somebody in that place where they're not solely remote. She had to use her body. She had to use her mind. She had to calm her emotions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But to see her step in that place where she lets go of it all.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? And it's interesting that you were aware of that in that moment, that you had to speed everything up so she didn't have time to think. Right?
Well, I mean, I was prepping for this show and I was reading what you were writing about the ego. And I realized that when we play a sport, a lot of our ego shows up, but the best of the best, the best of the best. I don't care if it's football. I have to mention pickleball or I'll get emails now. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be the way you're writing something. If we don't allow for the space for something that we can't see or describe to invite it in, we're not going to show up as our best.
You're right. And I you said it perfectly, Dr. Pat. You slow down and you invite it, because it's there. You know, and, you know, I think this is really hard as Americans to slow down. I mean, just to slow down, you know, something that I recommend with my clients, you know, because this is a common struggle with Americans, is they don't access this part of their being. And, you know, sometimes what I'll do with my clients is I say, you have a homework assignment and every day you have to stop for 5 minutes. And there's nothing happening. It's complete silence. And I want you to go in and I want you to focus on your heart space. Just focus on that area. Don't expect anything. Just be silent. And what do you notice? And that is one of the hardest things that they can do, because their mind just goes crazy. Those thoughts. And it takes practice. It takes practice to slow down, to stop, to go in, and to be in the silence, and to see and to trust that things do come. You know, one thing that I learned in my own life experience is when I would go in and I would quiet my mind And I will tell you, I am a 25 plus years meditator. So I have practiced the skill of quieting the mind. It is possible. Do you stop thoughts? No, you don't stop thoughts, but you can quiet the mind enough that you can feel that voice of that deep awareness. You can hear it. And there are many times I hear that voice. And it has helped me tremendously in my life. And, you know, in terms of with the readers, things that they can do, I mean, being out in nature will help you connect to essence. Meditation helps you connect to that essence because it silences the mind and it gets your presence into that moment and into that deep part of your being. Prayer can do that for you. Even deep breathing, just slowing down and breathing and being in your body can get you to slow down. All of these things are really helpful. You know, there's a great book. I'm gonna recommend a great book for any of those who really struggle with slowing down. And it's called Slowing Down to the Speed of Life. And it's written by Richard Carlson and Joseph Bailey. It's a great book. And interestingly, I don't think they use the word essence, but they talk about exactly what I'm talking about, that when you slow down and you go within and you trust and you just listen, the answers are there. They come from this very creative source of our being that we're not going to tap into in our ego, because our ego is based on lived experience. Our ego is based on knowledge that we have accumulated. The deep part of us is wisdom that goes beyond our experience as a human being. And that is why it's so important to slow down and tap into that.
I love it. And I love you for bringing it up. We're not telling the ego to be quiet. You know what we're saying to the ego? We're saying, look, we want you to have a conversation with essence, but have the conversation at the level that essence can understand what you want. And that's really what we're saying. And thank you for pointing that out today. What a great show. Please tell everybody how they can find out more about you. And what do you want to leave us with here?
Well, I'm going to tell you that, you know, stay tuned to next time, the Empowered Living Zone, where we'll be discussing the ego element of self-empowerment in more detail. And I will share some anecdotes and some golden nuggets, and I look forward to sharing them with you. Before we end today, once again, if you are interested in doing some work with me, or you'd like to find out more information about empowered living or psycho-spiritual transformational life coaching, you can contact me through my website, which is www.empoweredlivingcoaching.com. Again, www.empoweredlivingcoaching.com. I want to thank you, Dr. Pat, for being an inspiring partner. Thank you to all my listeners for tuning in to the Empowered Living Zone. I had a wonderful time as usual. Please join me every first and third Tuesday of every month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to the Empowered Living Zone show with me, Dr. A, to create the life you crave. Tune in on the first and third Tuesdays at noon Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for another show. Say yes to creating positive and empowering change in your life and move beyond life's challenging terrain into the zone of success. Be ignited by spirit, fueled by purpose, and guided by vision in the Empowered Living Zone. For more information on how to do deep transformational work with me and to create the life you crave, visit empoweredlivingcoaching.com. That's empoweredlivingcoaching.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.